What a word for today. His eye is on the sparrow. You know, when I put this service together, it was months ago. And you look at all the hymns that we sang about how can we keep from singing, and Amazing Grace, and all these Just As I Am that we sang, all of these wonderful things that were put in place by the Spirit of God months ago. This is how the Lord works, and we are so grateful for it. Would you pray with me? Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When crises come, we see the best and we see the worst in people. There are people who will have years' supplies of toilet paper, I am convinced. I have never seen anything like it. I guess they feel that they'll protect themselves if they wrap themselves with toilet paper. I don't understand it. You just don't need that much. But people love to hoard. They get so frightened that they start to hoard. It brings out the worst in people. I'm one with seasonal allergies. My nose is always running. It's really tough for me to be out these days because people look at me with laser-like precision. I can understand that. Everybody's scared. And when you're scared, you do really dumb things. I know that. And they say that this virus will kill about 2% of the people. Now, that doesn't seem like that many unless you're one of the 2%. Then it's a big deal. So I can understand why there's fright, why there's concern. And it's something that we have to take seriously. And I'm glad there's the story in the Old Testament about people who were in crisis. And it brought out the worst in them. These were the people of Israel. And the crisis wasn't going to kill 2%. The crisis was going to kill 100%. Because they were in the wilderness and there was no water to be found. Now, you know, we can go without food for some time. You cannot go without water. People dehydrate and they die, and it's 100% mortality. And I'm sure that Moses had scout parties being sent out to find water in the wilderness. And he was in the same boat as they were. But what happens in crisis is you've got to blame somebody. So the people said, all right, Moses, it's your fault. And if we're all going to die, you'll die first. They went to God and said, they're talking about stoning me. So he would have been the first to go. And he begs God, you've got to help us. And God tells him, we'll take care of it. Go to the rock, strike the rock, water will come out. And he did that. He obeyed God, and water comes gushing out of the rock, and everybody's able to drink the water, and there's such joy. And Moses calls the place Massa and Meribah. Oh, aren't those beautiful words, Massa and Meribah? What does it mean? Golden springs, the water of life. It means strife and contention. That's what he named that place, strife and contention. He was so aggravated with the people. He was so traumatized that even though there was this miraculous thing that happened, he could not see past the strife and the contention. And that's what happens in crisis. Think about what we name places. When I got the material about this place, I was told this place is Door County. And I wondered about the origin of Door County. I thought, well, maybe it's known for pretty doors on houses. Or maybe it's, when I came here, well, it's the door to beauty. No, it isn't. The people in the ancient times called it Death's door. They didn't see the beauty of the place. What they talked about were the shipwrecks and that if people went seafaring, they usually died. Well, that's really pleasant. Fortunately, we've been able to clean it up a bit, and I know one of our church places is called the Door of Life. It's so easy to grab a hold of something that's miraculous and turn it around because we've become so frightened and so angry. And in crisis, we need to remember that God is still God. But more than that, more than looking for the miracle, I think of the thing that Paul said. Paul was a man who knew suffering. And instead of saying, "This is rotten, I wish God would just leave me alone because I'm always suffering," what does he say? "I'm going to boast in our sufferings because suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us." So even in our Christian life, when we suffer, we have a different perspective than others. We look at it not as horrific, but as something that will produce endurance and will give us character and will produce hope. So I want us to go forth from this place being hopeful people, being people of character, being people who can see the miracles even as others are seeing the crisis, and who can rely on the grace and the mercy and the love of God. What kind of people will we be in the next few weeks? I hope that we will be people who will not hoard, but will give. I hope we will be people who will be absolutely secure in the knowledge that our God reigns. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you love us and that in the midst of turmoil and uncertainty, we experience your calm and your grace. And we ask that that benediction of calm and grace would be upon us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.